Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 1, Text 29. Chaitanya Seva,
Chaitanya Seva,
Chaitanya Gao,
Chaitanya Gao,
Lao,
Lao,
Chaitanya Nama,
Chaitanya Nama,
Chaitanya,
Chaitanya,
Ye,
Ye,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Kare,
Kare,
Se,
Se,
Mora,
Mora,
Prana,
Prana,
Chaitanya Seva, Chaitanya Gao, Lao, Chaitanya Nama,
Chaitanya Seva, Chaitanya Gao, Lao, Chaitanya Nama,
Chaitanya ye bhakti kare sehi mora prana.
Chaitanya ye bhakti kare sehi mora prana.
Chaitanya seva chaitanya galao chaitanya nama.
Chaitanya seva chaitanya galao chaitanya nama.
Chaitanya ye bhakti kare sehi mora prana.
Chaitanya ye bhakti kare sehi mora prana.
Chaitanya seva chaitanya gao lao chaitanya nama.
Chaitanya seva chaitanya gao lao chaitanya nama.
Chaitanya ye bhakti kare sehi mora prana.
Chaitanya ye bhakti kare sehi mora prana.
Chaitanya seva chaitanya gao lao chaitanya nama.
Chaitanya seva chaitanya gao lao chaitanya nama.
Chaitanya ye bhakti kare se mora prana.
Chaitanya ye bhakti kare se mora prana.
Chaitanya seva chaitanya gao lao chaitanya nama.
Chaitanya seva chaitanya gao lao chaitanya nama.
Ladies. Chaitanya Seva.
Chaitanya Seva.
Serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Serve Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Gao.
Chaitanya Gao.
Chant about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chant about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Inakai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Inakai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Lao,
Lao.
Always take.
Indivad.
Chaitanya Nama.
Chaitanya Nama.
The name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
The name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya,
Chaitanya,
unto Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who,
bárki aki,
bárki aki,
bhakti,
bhakti,
devotional service,
odaadó szolgálatot.
Kare,
kare,
renders.
Véges.
Say, that person.
Az a személy.
Mora,
mora,
my.
Enyém.
Prana,
prana,
life and soul.
Life and soul.
Életem és lelkem.
Életem és lelkem.
Translation. Nityananda Prabhu requested everyone to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant his glories, and utter his name. Nityananda Prabhu claimed that person to be his life and soul who rendered devotional service unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nityananda Prabhu mindenkit arra kért, hogy szolgálják Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, zengjék dicsőségét, s énekeljék nevét. Nityananda Prabhu kijelentette, hogy aki odaadó szolgálatot végez Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhunak, az életének és lelkének tekinti.
No purport. I don't know why there's no purport, but I think it's because the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is the purport. Om Gyanatimuram Dasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unuditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Bangayate Girin Ya Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dimitana Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shemate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namani Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sanyavari Vastachade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasani Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I think today we're supposed to speak about Lord Nityananda. Although I gave a class on Nityananda's appearance day. But we didn't speak so much about Lord Nityananda's pastimes. And we said then that I would try to discuss some of them today. On Nityananda's appearance day, we chanted the Nityananda Astakam composed by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And we spoke a little bit about Vrindavan Das Thakur's relationship with Lord Nityananda. His inspiration and motivation for compiling Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat coming from Lord Nityananda. And we also spoke about the reason why he said certain things within the context of Chaitanya Bhagavat in the sense in defense of Lord Nityananda.
És arról is beszéltünk, hogy milyen dolgokat mondjon a Chaitanya Bhagavatában az Úr Nityananda védelmében.
We're not going to repeat all those details today.
Ma nem fogjuk ezeket a részleteket elismételni.
We just explained and we cited Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur why Vrindavan Das Thakur was so emotionally involved in his composition of Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Csak megmutattuk, magyaráztuk, hogy Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur még mondta arról, hogy Vrindavan Das Thakur miért érzelmileg annyira beleinvestálva ebbe a kapcsolatba.
Because although Lord Nityananda was certainly the most munificent in this distribution of Gaura Prema and Krishna Prema.
Mert ha bár az Úr Nityananda kétségtelenül a leglelkűbb adományozója a Gaura Prémának és a Krishna Prémának.
Some people did question his appearance. How he appeared, because he appeared as an avaduta. And for an avaduta, he doesn't conform to any social norms. That's the nature of an avaduta. And he didn't even conform to any social norm in terms of his external designation of being, whether he was a sannyasi or householder, brahmachari, his behavior was completely transcendental.
És a viselkedés egyáltalán nem tett eleget annak, hogy ő most családos, sannyasi vagy brahmachari, vagy micsoda, teljesen transzendentálisan viselkedett.
And even an associate and a classmate of Lord Chaitanya once came to Mahaprabhu and posed some doubts about Lord Nityananda and wanted Lord Chaitanya to clear them up for him. Which Lord Chaitanya completely cleared up. And subsequently that same Brahmin associate sent back to Navadvipa and went to Nityananda, fell at his feet and said, "I fully understand now." We won't go into all of those details. We covered them 2 days ago. Although we may mention some of those things today in discussing Lord Nityananda. Who is Nityananda? We know he is none other than Lord Balaram. Just as Narottam Das Thakur says that Brajendra Nandana Jay Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Intai, that just as Brajendra Nandana Lord Sri Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya, Lord Balaram appeared as Nityananda.
Ahogy Narottam Das Thakur mondja, hogy Brajendra Krishna az Úr Chaitanyaként jelent meg, az Úr Balaram ő pedig Nityanandaként jelent meg.
And Lord Balaram, just as Lord Balaram is always in the mood of service to his brother Krishna, in the same way Lord Nityananda is always absorbed in the mood of service to Lord Chaitanya.
És épp ugye, hogy az Úr Balaram állandóan szolgáló hangulatban viszonyul az Úr Krisnához, a testvéréhez, ugyanúgy az Úr Nityananda is állandóan szolgáló hangulatban fordul az Úr Chaitanyához.
Although Lord Balaram is Supreme Personality of Godhead,
habár az Úr Balaram az Istenség legfelsőbb személyisége,
he is a svangsa expansion of the Supreme Lord,
a legfelsőbb Úr svangsa kiterjedése.
And actually, there's no difference between Lord Balaram and Krishna, a few slight differences.
És valójában nincs különbség az Úr Balaram és Krishna között, csak egy pár apró különbség.
Krishna's complexion is blackish, Lord Balaram's complexion is whitish.
Krishna színe feketés, Balarami fehéres.
Krishna carries a flute, Lord Balaram carries a buffalo horn.
Krishna fuvalát visz magával, az Úr Balaram egy bivajkürtöt.
And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord Balaram is always absorbed in the mood of service to him.
Krishna az Istenségnek felső személyisége, az Úr Balarám pedig állandóan el van merülve a neki végzett szolgálatban.
In fact, Kaviraj Goswami describes this point Panchatattva ekavastu nahi kichu veda rasa asadita tabu vibhada vibhada. He explains this point in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Panchatattva, they are ekavastu, they are on the transcendental platform, spiritual platform, they are absolute one.
Krishna az Kaviraj Goswami magyarázza a Chaitanya Charitamritában, hogy a Panchatattva ekavastu, vagyis ő valójában a transzcendentális síkon egyet.
But in order to taste rasa, there has to be a distinction between them. Rasa asvadita tapo vivida vibheda. This is how they relish. The Supreme Lord relishes the associates of his expansions and his associates. So Lord Balaram is the very first expansion coming from Krishna. But as Kaviraj Goswami explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is always in the mood of service. And he serves the Lord in the spiritual world as Balaram.
Yes,
who further expands as the Mula Sankarshan, who is manifest in Goloka Vrindavan, who further manifests as Mahasankarshan, who is manifest in Vaikuntha, who further expands as the Karana Dakshai Vishnu, who further expands as the Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, who further expands as Kshira Dakshai Vishnu. And in all these expansions, Lord Balaram is assisting the Lord in the matter of creation. And then he also expands further as Anantashesha. And he renders service to the Lord in so many ways as Anantashesha. He's even the bed of the Lord, he's the Pavitra, the sacred thread, many different ways, the seat. They're all Lord Balaram. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that same Lord Balaram appeared as Nityananda to assist Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes. We won't go into all the details of these different manifestations of the Lord. If we do, we won't get into pastimes today. But there is extensive evidence given by Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of both Balaram and Nityananda's inspiration, motivation in service to the Lord with the highest ecstasy. And they want it, and they taste it.
De a Krishnadaska Viraj Goswami a Chaitanya Charitamritában számtalan módon bizonyítja azt, hogy az Úr Balaram és az Úr Nityananda is a szolgálat legmagasabb extázisában merül el és ízleli meg.
In fact, Kaviraj Goswami says, it is a symptom of love of Godhead. That is the symptom. The highest symptom of love of Godhead is tasting the ras of rendering devotional service to Krishna.
Úgy azt mondja Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, hogy az Isten szeretetnek a legmagasabb rendű szimptomája az, hogy valaki elmerül a Krishnának végzett szolgálat ízének a kóstolásában.
And he says that it is so high that Krishna himself wanted to taste it too.
És azt mondja, hogy ez annyira magas rendű, hogy még maga Krishna is meg akarta ízlelni.
And for that reason, he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to taste. But he says, this is the symptom, service, service, service. And this is today's verse, Lord Nityananda. This is what he's saying here. He's requesting everyone, please serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please chant his glories, please utter his name.
Mindenkit arra kér, hogy szolgálják Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, kérlek zengjétek a dicsőségét, énekeljétek a nevét.
In fact, it's a verse which is very similar to the verse which Vajra Gauranga Kaha Gauranga Laha Gaurangira Nama Ye Jana Gauranga Se Vajra Haya Na Amar Pranre. This is also, it's a song which is attributed to Lord Nityananda. Although I think it was Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, but that's attributed to Lord Nityananda. He says, Vaja Gauranga, please worship Lord Gauranga. Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Nama. Please worship Lord Gauranga, please chant his names.
Kérlek, imádjátok az Úr Gaurangát, énekeljétek a neveit.
And please render service to him.
És kérlek, végezzetek szolgálatot neki.
Anyone who adores my Lord Gauranga, he is more dear to me than my own life.
Aki csodálja az Úr Gaurangámat, az kedvesebb nekem a saját életemnél.
This was Lord Nityananda's mood.
Ez volt az Úr Nityananda hangulata.
His mood was always to spread the service of Lord Chaitanya, because he was always absorbed. Every fiber of his existence was in absorption in service to Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Nityananda appeared prior to Lord Chaitanya, and he appeared, as we know, in Eka Chakra.
Az Úr Nityananda az Úr Chaitanya előtt jelent meg, és ahogy tudjuk, Éka Csakrában.
He was appeared as the son of Hadayoja and Padmavati.
Hadayoja és Padmavati fiaként jelent meg.
And they were not other than Vasudeva and Rohini.
Akik nem különböztek Vasudevától és Rohinitól.
And Krishna Leela is described that they appeared again as the, just as Rohini was the mother of Lord Balaram, she appeared again as Padmavati, as the mother of Lord Nityananda.
And it's
described that when Lord Nityananda appeared, then just after his appearance, at that time, then all famine, all poverty, everything was destroyed by his appearance in that area. In other words, by his appearance, immediately all auspiciousness was created. And Lord Nityananda, he was the elder son of Hadayoja. And he was very, very dear to Hadayoja and Padmavati both.
És nagyon kedves volt Hadayojának és Padmavatinak is.
And not much is said about his birth.
Nincs sok leírás a születéséről.
But in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, a lot was said about his childhood activities.
De a Chaitanya Bhagavatában sokat olvashatunk a gyermekkori cselekedeteiről.
And the description that Vrindavan Das Thakur gives about his childhood activities is that Lord Nityananda was always absorbed in Krishna Leela.
És azt olvassuk, hogy az Úr Nityananda mindig el volt menve Krishna Leelájában.
And the only thing that he would do with his friends is they would reenact all the different pastimes of Lord Krishna with each other. Not only Lord Krishna, but also of Ramachandra and Lakshman.
This was
how they played. In fact, many of the children who associated with Lord Nityananda in his youth, they spent so much time with Lord Nityananda playing with him that their parents became very distressed because they would never see their children. And they would always marvel at just how attached they were to Lord Nityananda.
És mindig csodálták, hogy mennyire ragaszkodnak a gyerekek az Úr Nityanandához.
So, of course, this is in Eka Chakra where Lord Nityananda appeared.
Ez persze Eka Chakrában volt, ahol az Úr Nityananda megjelent.
Now, one thing that Vrindavan Das Thakur brings out also in the Chaitanya Bhagavat about the different places where the Lord's associates appeared.
Az egyik dolog, amire Vrindavan Das Thakur elmutat a Chaitanya Bhagavatában, azok a helyek, ahol az úrtársai megjelentek.
He said that before the Lord appeared, he sent his associates to appear in many different places throughout India.
Hogy mielőtt az úr megjelent volna, elküldte a társait, hogy jelenjenek meg különböző helyeken.
Although Lord Chaitanya himself appeared in Navadvip, and in fact it is stated that when Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvip, at that time Lord Nityananda let out a roar that was heard throughout the whole universe.
Sőt, azt mondják, hogy amikor az Úrcsaitanya megjelent Navadvipben, az Úr Nityananda akkorát kiáltott, hogy az egész univerzumot rezengte a hangja.
He was there in Eka Chakra. Lord Chaitanya was in appeared in Navadvip, but his roar was heard throughout the whole universe.
Eka Chakrában volt, az Úrcsaitanya Navadvipben jelent meg, de a kiáltását az egész univerzumban hallani lehetett.
Many people were stunned. Was what is that sound? You began questioning, what is that sound? Some thought it was thunder. Demigods even heard it in the upper planetary systems. And then gradually some of the people began to identify that sound as having come from none other than Nityananda. But Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that the Lord sent his different associates to different places, and some people ask, why did they all just appear in Navadvip? And why did they apparently appear in impious places? Navadvip is a very pious place, but why did they apparently appear in very impious places?
És miért jelentek meg olyan helyeken is, ahol nagyon hiányában voltak a jámbor tettek, ilyen bűnös helyek voltak, mint a Navadvip, egy nagyon jámbor.
And Vrindavan Das Thakur describes impious places as those places where the Ganga never flows.
És mondja, hogy azok a helyek számítanak bűnös helyek, vagy nem jámbor helyek, ahol a Ganga sosem folyik.
Not only those places where the Ganga never flows, but those places where the holy names of the Lord are never chanted.
Nem csak azok a helyek, ahol a Ganges sosem folyik, hanem azok a helyek is, ahol az Úr nevei sosem életik.
And Vrindavan Das Thakur specifically states that those associates were sent by Lord Chaitanya to appear in those different apparently impious places simply to purify those places.
Vrindavan Das Thakur magyarázza, hogy az Úr Chaitanya azért küldte el a társait, hogy ezeken a különböző bűnös helyeken jelenjenek meg, hogy megtisztítsák ezeket a helyeket.
Because any place where the great devotees of the Lord appear, then everywhere around is purified by their presence.
Mert azok a helyek, ahol a tiszta bakták megjelennek, megtisztulnak az ő jelenlétüktől.
So some of his associates appeared in Burdwan, some of his Lord Nityananda appeared in Eka Chakra. And they were spread throughout many different places. Simply to purify those places, and then gradually, at the right time, they all came to join Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip.
Pusztán azért, hogy megtisztítsák ezeket a helyeket, és aztán a megfelelő időben mindannyian csatlakoztak az Úr Chaitanyához Navadvipben.
Just as Lord Nityananda eventually came to join Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip, but that it was much later.
Ahogy idővel az Úr Chaitanya is eljött, hogy csatlakozzon, bocsánat, az Úr Nityananda is eljött, hogy csatlakozzon az Úr Chaitanyához Navadvipben, de sokkal később volt.
Lord Nityananda, he actually remained in Eka Chakra until he was 12 years old.
Az Úr Nityananda 12 éves koráig volt Eka Chakrában.
And during that time he manifested all these childhood pastimes which we spoke about, which was reenacting the pastimes of the Lord and the associations of his friends.
És abban az időben nyilvánította meg a gyermekkori kezdeléseit itt, azt, hogy az Úr Krisna kezdeléseit idézte fel a barátaival.
And then one time Hadayoja, of course not just one time, but actually it's described how much Lord Nityananda meant to Hadayoja. He was afraid that Lord Nityananda, as he grew older, that he would leave.
Az édesapja Hadaya annyira ragaszkodott az Úr Nityanandához, hogy nagyon félt, hogy mi lesz, ha fel fog nőni és el fog menni.
Because he manifested the kind of symptoms that led Hadayojin to thinking that he's not going to stay around for long.
Olyan szimptomákat nyilvánított, hogy Hadayoja arra következtetett, hogy nem fog sokáig maradni.
So Hadayoja used to take Lord Nityananda with him everywhere he went. He would not let him out of his sight.
És Hadayoja ezért mindenhova magával vitte az Úr Nityananda-t, és soha nem vette le róla a szemét.
If you would go to the market, he brought Nityananda with him. Of course, that's when he could get him from his friends. But otherwise, he was always kept him within sight. Because he saw that this potential was there. And actually, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that sometimes we see that great devotees of the Lord, they leave their family and they cause great separation. He gave the example of just as Lord Ramachandra, he left King Dasarath. When he went off to the forest, King Dasarath felt very intense separation of Lord Ramachandra.
Említi a példát, amikor az Úr Dasaratot ott hagyta Rámacsandra, és az Úr Dasarat nagyon nagy fájdalmakat érzett a hiányától.
He gave the example of Lord Chaitanya, just how Lord Chaitanya left his very dear and devoted mother when he took sannyas, and he didn't even turn around and look behind as she stood lifeless, motionless on the veranda watching him leave.
Mondja azt is, hogy hogy hagyta ott Chaitanya Mahaprabhu az édesanyját, Szacsimattát, amikor szanyáztat, anélkül, hogy akár hátrafordult volna, az anyja pedig csak ott állt, mozdulatlanul, élettelenül a verandán.
He gave the example of Lord Kapila.
Mondja az Úr Kapila példáját.
Who left his mother. So Nityananda, it was not unusual. There are different examples of not unusual precedent for great devotees to renounce and to leave the family. And of course the separation they feel was, their mood of separation was very much the symptom of their love of the Lord.
És persze az intenzív hiányérzetük, ez az Úr iránti szeretetüknek volt a szimptomája.
But the same thing happened to Hadayoja.
De ugyanez történt Hadayojának.
That one time a sannyasi came to the home of Hadayoja.
Egyszer egy sannyasi jött Hadayoja házába.
And Hadayoja, being very great devotee of the Lord.
És Hadayoja az Úr nagy baktája volt.
And he was also very charitably disposed towards sannyasis. When he received the sannyasi, he rendered all kinds of service to the sannyasi. And then the sannyasi only stayed one night. And then Hadayoja approached the sannyasi, say, please, let me render some service to you before you leave. Let me give you something in charity. Whatever you ask for, I will be very eager and pleased and satisfied to offer you in service. So of course, the sannyasi who came, there are different references different about who this sannyasi is. Different, there's no clear indications. There's some versions say that the sannyasi is Vishwarupa. And some say it was Madhavendra Puri. Although Lord Nityananda later, and his description of his meeting with Madhavendra Puri when he was traveling to places of pilgrimage is given in Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Habár van egy leírás a Chaitanya Bhagavatában arról, hogy később az Úr Nityananda találkozik Madhavendra Purival.
Difference, some people say it was Lakshmipati Tirtha.
Van, aki pedig azt mondja, hogy Lakshmipati Tirtha volt.
It's not clear, although Vishwarupa sounds credible.
Visvarupa az hihetően hangzik.
Because Visvarupa was Lord Chaitanya's elder brother.
Visvarupa az Úr Chaitanya bátyja volt.
Who took sannyas.
Aki sannyas lett.
And when Visvarupa took sannyas, he also left behind Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra. And it's also described that Visvarupa is none other, Kaviraj Goswami says, he is none other than Balaram. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, also Lord Balaram. And because it's explained that when Visvarupa left Navadvip. The reason why he took sannyas is because he heard that his parents wanted to get married. And that wasn't something for his disposition. So he decided he would leave. And it's described that he went and he began traveling and adopted the name of Shankararanya, the sannyasi name. And it's also explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Prabhupada in his commentary. He says that Visvarupa, when he left, gave up his body, or apparently gave up his body.
Azt mondja, hogy amikor Visvarupa elment, akkor látszólag feladta a testét.
Which was in a place called Pandarapura.
Egy Pandarapura nevű helyen.
It's described that he, at that point, when he gave up his, or apparently gave up his body, he entered into the body of Nityananda.
És amikor látszólag feladta a testét, akkor belépett az Úr Nityananda testébe.
In fact, what Prabhupada says here in this verse, the verse is by Kaviraj Goswami. It says, Jagannath Mishra got a son of the name Visvarupa, who was most powerful and highly qualified because he was an incarnation of Baladev. Sorry. I've seen how time is passing. I could go on for hours, and I know I have to stop at 10:30. I'm getting a confirmation. Stop at 10:30. I'm not always restricted, but here I always feel I have to stop on time. And I am a servant. I am a servant. I am a servant. That is my mood. So I always serve the instructions of the local authorities. I will stop at 10:30. Anyways, Prabhupada says in the commentary, it is said in the Gaurachandra Daya, it is said that Visvarupa, after his so-called demise, he remained mixed with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So anyways, some say it was Visvarupa who came and took Nityananda. And because whoever that sannyasi was, he asked Hadayoja, please give me your son. I need an assistant to help me. Now, of course, when Hadayoja heard this, it was very painful for him. He went, he approached Padmavati. What should I do? Padmavati said, it's your decision. Whatever you decide, I'll accept. And Hadayoja immediately understood, I have to keep my word. Although it will be more painful for me than giving up my life, he gave Nichananda to the sannyasi.
Tudta, hogy ez fáradtabb a számára, mint feladni az életét, ez tudott az Nichananda
a. And the sannyasi, he left, and he took Lord Nichananda with him as his assistant. And it's described that Lord Nichananda, he traveled to various places of pilgrimage and during that time. So many places, we cannot list them all. If we do, that will take us to 10:30. But in the course of his traveling to places of pilgrimage, he met Madhavendra Puri. And anyone who meets Madhavendra Puri immediately recognizes Madhavendra Puri. Not only if you meet Madhavendra Puri, you recognize Madhavendra Puri, but if you meet somebody who's met Madhavendra Puri, you recognize that Madhavendra Puri must have been associating with this person.
Nem csak, hogyha valaki találkozik Madhavendra Purival, akkor felismeri, hogy ez Madhavendra Puri, de hogyha találkozik valakivel, aki találkozott Madhavendra Purival, akkor rögtön fel fogja ismerni, hogy ez a pakta biztos, hogy Madhavendra Puri társaságában.
Because that happened to Lord Chaitanya in Mathura, when he met the Mathura Brahmin, who manifested ecstatic symptoms, he said, oh, he must have associated with Madhavendra Puri. So you can imagine what happens to Nityananda when he meets Madhavendra Puri. So while Lord Nityananda was traveling to places of pilgrimage, he met Madhavendra Puri. They immediately embraced each other. And they both manifested ecstatic symptoms of complete ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead. They fell on the ground and began crying, pools of tears, ecstasy. And it is said at that time when Nityananda Prabhu met Madhavendra Puri, he accepted him as his spiritual master. Madhavendra Puri was not only the spiritual master of Ishwar Puri, who was the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. Madhavendra Puri was also the spiritual master of Advaita Acharya, as well as the spiritual master of Lord Nityananda. So then, after meeting Madhavendra Puri, then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda continued traveling to various places of pilgrimage, and eventually he came to Mathura. And he stayed in Mathura. And while he was staying in Mathura, he was oftentimes found playing with young boys. Lord Nityananda was also known to behave like a very, very young boy. That was one of his characteristics. That he would always behave like a very, very young boy. And then many times he displayed this behavior in the association of his associates, and association of Lord Chaitanya, and association of Sachimata. So he was always associating with young boys and playing with them while he was in Mathura, and at that time he was fasting also. He would only drink a little bit of milk. And it is stated that the reason why he stayed in Mathura is because he was waiting for the right time to go and join Lord Chaitanya.
És azt is olvassuk, hogy azért volt Mathurában, mert várta, hogy eljöjjön a megfelelő időpont, hogy csatlakozzon az Lord Chaitanyához.
And Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur also explains that the reason why Lord Nityananda, in the course of his travels, how he traveled for 20 years and did not in any way preach the glories of the holy name of the Lord.
Ünnepeltesnekkor azt is leírja, hogy az Úr Nityánanda 20 éven keresztül zarándokolt, de ez idő alatt egyáltalán nem prédikálta a Szent Név dicsőségét.
And neither did he preach the glories of the Lord in Mathura.
És Mathurában sem prédikálta az Úr dicsőségét.
And Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, although Lord Nityananda traveled to all these sacred places and became so obviously so highly qualified in so many ways, the reason why he didn't preach is because he was waiting for the order from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
És Vrindavan Das Thakur leírja, hogy ahogy bejárt ezeket a különböző zarándok helyeket, rendkívül képesítetté vált, de nem prédikált, mert várta, hogy megkapja az Úr Chaitanya parancsát.
That was one of the purposes for which he came to establish.
Ez volt az egyik dolog, amit meg akart alapozni.
Which was that the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his life and soul.
Hogy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu parancsa az ő élete és lelke.
He wanted to make that known. Therefore, he did not preach until he went to Navadvip, until he got the association of Mahaprabhu and received the order.
Tehát azt akarta, hogy ezt mindenki tudja, és ezért nem prédikált addig, amíg oda el nem jutott Navadvipra, és meg nem kapta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu parancsát.
Of course, Lord Chaitanya gave his order. He gave an order to Lord Nityananda specifically when they were in Puri.
Persze az Úr Nityananda akkor adott egy nagyon konkrét parancsot az Úr Nityanandának, amikor Puriban volt.
But he also gave an order to Lord Nityananda in Navadvip.
De Navadvipban is adott az Úr Nityanandának egy parancsot.
When Lord Nityananda came to Navadvip, he sent Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur out on the streets to tell everybody to worship Krishna, teach everyone. Bajo Krishna, Kodal, was it? Kodal Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Kodal Krishna, Siksha, what's the verse? Bajo Krishna, Kodal, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Kodal Krishna, Siksha. Worship Krishna, chant Krishna's name, tell everybody about Krishna.
Tehát Navadvipben is adott utasítás, ugye Haridas Thakurnak és az Úr Nityanandának, amikor kiküldte őket az utcára, és akkor mondta, hogy énekeljék a Krishna nevét, beszéltek mindenkinek Krishnáról, imádjátok Krishna.
That instruction was given to Lord Nityananda in Navadvip.
Ezt az utasítást Navadvipben kapta az Úr Nityananda.
All right, but we haven't gotten to Navadvip yet. He's still in Mathura. But while he was in Mathura, he understood that now the Lord had appeared. Not only the Lord had begun his Sankirtan mission in Navadvip. Lord Nityananda is omniscient, and he could understand that the Lord had gone to Gaya, he had met his spiritual master Ishwarpuri, he had come back to Navadvip, and he began manifesting symptoms of a devotee.
Az Úr Nityananda minden tudó, úgyhogy értette, hogy az Úr Chaitanya elment Gajába, találkozott a lelki tanítómesterével, Ishwarpurival, avatást kapott, és aztán visszament Navadvipbe, és megnyilvánította a Sankirtanát.
Prior to that, Lord Chaitanya had manifest his childhood pastimes at Navadvip, and he remained very hidden from all of his associates.
Korábban az Úr Chaitanya gyermekkori kedveléseit nyilvánította Navadvipben, és rejtve maradt a társai elől.
Just as Nityananda also remained very hidden.
Épp úgy, ahogy az Úr Nityananda is rejtve maradt.
Nobody knew who Nityananda was.
Senki sem tudta, hogy kicsoda az Úr Nityananda.
Same way, many of the associates of the Lord Lord Chaitanya in his childhood activities and in his youth, although they were very attracted to him, they didn't know that this was their worshipful Lord.
Ugyanígy az Úr Chaitanya társai közül is sokan, amikor látták az ő gyerekkori és ifjúkori kedveléseit, nem tudták, hogy ő az ő imádott úruk.
And although the Lord sent them to appear as his associates, they didn't know that this was the personality who had sent them.
Nagyon vonzottak hozzá, és annak ellenére, hogy az Úr küldte el a társait, hogy jelenjenek meg, ők maguk nem tudták, hogy ő az a személy, aki küldött minket.
Because they were covered by Yogamaya. And because the Lord Chaitanya we're speaking about now was displaying his pastimes of an arrogant pandit. Who apparently was very proud, very arrogant. And although he was so learned and so attractive, apparently he didn't appear to be very he didn't seem to be manifesting the qualities of a devotee. And even then, many of the associates of the Lord, they used to pray, Nimaya is so attractive. If only he would become a devotee, I would surrender my life to him. So many of the associates of the Lord would think this way about Nimai Pandit. But Nimai Pandit, of course, and we know that then he went to Gaya, he met Ishwar Puri in Gaya, and then when he came back from Gaya to Navadvip, it's then all the devotees started, is it true?
Persze az úgy Csétany elment, Nimai Pandit ugye elment Gajába, és ott találkozott Ishwara Purival, és avatásra volt, és amikor visszajött, akkor a bakták így kérdezgették, hogy igaz?
Did it happen?
Megtörtént?
Have our prayers been fulfilled?
Az imáink beteljesültek?
And different devotees, one time they were standing around and Shuklambara Brahmachari said, I've seen it myself. Why don't you come with me and see the transformation that's taken place? You won't believe it. So many of the associates began seeing all the symptoms that were manifest in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Lord Chaitanya not only did he manifest the symptoms to his devotees, but then to all the students that he had in his school who are all waiting to hear from him about logic, argument, and everything else that he had been teaching them.
És nem csak az Úr Csaitanya társai előtt nyilvánította meg ezeket a szimptomákat, hanem az iskolában is, ahol tanított, és a diákjai azt várták, hogy a logikáról és az érvelésről beszéljenek.
Instead of talking about logic and grammar and argument, everything he started speaking about was only connected to Krishna.
Ahelyett, hogy logikáról, nyelvtanról és érvelésről beszélt volna nekik, minden Krishnával kapcsolatban.
And the students used to go complain, what happened to our teacher?
És a gyerekeknek panaszkodtak, hogy mi történt a diákok, hogy mi történt.
We used to learn so much from him. What now he's gone. All he's talking about is Krishna, 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 Krishna. This every grammar rule is Krishna's name. And then Lord Chaitanya even told his students one day, as he was speaking in this way, he simply told everybody, "Let's tie up these grammar books and let's go out."
Pakoljuk össze ezeket a nyelvtankönyveket, és menjünk ki.
So of course, Lord Chaitanya, as we know, that he manifested these symptoms to attract all of these student followers because he had a plan that he wanted to bring them all to take up the process of devotional service.
Persze tudjuk, hogy az Úr Csaitanya azért viszonyult így a diákjaihoz, mert szerette volna, hogy mindannyian elfogadják az odaadó szolgálat folyamatát.
Gradually, Lord Chaitanya began manifesting his symptoms of Sankirtan pastimes, and Nityananda understood this. So Nityananda, therefore, at that time, he understood, yes, now it's time to go to Navadvipa and to join my Lord and Master. So Nityananda then immediately he went to Navadvipa, and then, as we know, he stayed in the house of Nandanacharya. And Nandanacharya was a great Mahabhagavata devotee of the Lord. He immediately understood this personality is a very great personality. And Lord Nityananda stayed there for some time. And Lord Chaitanya knew that Lord Nityananda had come.
És az Úr Csaitanya tudta, hogy az Úr Nityananda megérkezett.
So Lord Chaitanya then one night he described how he had a dream.
És az éjszaka mesélte, hogy volt egy álma.
And he began telling all of his associates that he was with, last night I had a dream. And I had a dream that this wonderful personality came here to Navadvip. He came here in a chariot with a flag of Hanuman. No, a palm tree. I think it was a palm tree. And he began describing how this personality is a very powerful personality. And he began describing some of his qualities and characteristics. And the devotees were wondering, who is he speaking about? And then Lord Chaitanya said, I'm speaking about a very wonderful personality as good as Lord Balaram. And he sent Haridas Thakur and Shivas Thakur to go to Navadvip and to look for him. And they went to Navadvip and they began searching for hours. I think 9 hours they spent going to house to house to house to house.
És mentek mindenfelé Navadvipen, házra házra jártak, és azt hiszem, hogy 9 órát töltöttek a keresésével.
And they went to so many different homes and then they came back after 9 hours and said, we tried, but we didn't find it. Any personality that you're speaking about.
Annyi otthonba elmentek, és aztán visszajöttek, és mondták, hogy annyi felé jártunk, és nem találtuk meg ezt a személyt, akiről beszélsz.
And then Lord Chaitanya said to them, okay, I'll show you.
És akkor az Úr Chaitanya mondta nekik, hogy jó, akkor majd én megmutatom.
So the next day, Lord Chaitanya went immediately to the house of Nandanacharya.
És akkor másnap az Úr Chaitanya egyenesen Nandanacharya házához ment.
And actually, Vrindavan Das Thakur actually explains in his explanation that to know the truth of our Lord Nityananda, that truth can only be known by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, although he sent out his associates, they couldn't find him, so he had to bring them all to the lotus feet of Nityananda.
Az Úr Csaitanya elküldte a társait, hogy megtalálják az Úr Nityanandát, de mivel nem találták, akkor ő vitte el őket Nityananda lotus lábához.
When Lord Chaitanya came to the house of Nandanacharya, Nityananda was sitting on the veranda. They saw each other.
Amikor az Úr Csaitanya odaért Nandanacharya házához, akkor az Úr Nityananda a verandán ült, és meglátták egymást.
They began drinking up their eyes, the form of each other.
És a szemeikkel itták egymás formáját.
They became so filled with ecstasy and love for the Lord.
Olyan extázis és olyan szeretet.
For the love of each, for love of each other, I should say. They embraced, they fell on the ground.
Megölelték egymást, összeestek.
Manifested so many different ecstatic symptoms.
Különböző extatikus szimptomákat nyilvánítottak.
And then what happened was, it's 10:27. I better move to the next. Lord Chaitanya gave permission to Lord Nityananda that on the next day they should go to the house of Shivas Thakur and they should conduct the Vyasa Puja. So on the next day, and first he asked Shivas Thakur, what do you think, is it possible? Shivas Thakur says, anything's possible. Your wish is our command. We'll have everything ready for Vyasa Puja. So then they went to conduct the Vyasa Puja at the house of Shivas Thakur. And at that particular time, just at the time of the Vyasa Puja, what happened is that Lord Chaitanya, he began manifesting symptoms of Lord Balaram. In the presence of Nityananda, Srivas, and all the devotees, his eyes began rolling in an intoxicated state, and he was telling everybody, bring wine, bring wine, bring wine.
A szemei forogni kezdtek, mint hogyha mámoros lenne, és elkezdett kiáltozni, hogy hozzatok bort, hozzatok bort, hozzatok bort.
And he began manifesting the symptoms of Lord Balaram in this way in order to let everybody know this is Lord Balaram.
És megnyilvánította az Úr Balarám különböző szimptomáit, hogy mindenkivel megértesse, hogy ez itt az Úr Balarám.
And then he began calling out the names of Advaitacharya. He was calling Advaitacharya Nara. Nara means that which is moves. One of the meanings of Nara.
És aztán Advaitacharyát Narának kezdte szólítani, és ennek a szónak az egyik jelentése az, ami mozdul.
And the reason why he was calling out Nara, 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 because he wanted to reveal to everybody, this is the same personality who moved me to come here to this world.
És azért kiáltotta Nara, Nara, Nara nevét az Advaitacharyát hívni, hogy megértesse a társaival, hogy ő az a személy, aki mozdított engem, hogy ide jöjjek.
Because it was because of the prayers of Advaitacharya that the Lord, one of the reasons for his descent, for coming. So Lord Chaitanya began manifesting these qualities in order to reveal to the devotees who they were.
Az Úr Chaitanyája elkezdte megnyilvánítani ezeket a tulajdonságokat a bakták előtt, hogy feltárja azt, hogy kik ő.
And then Srivas Thakur, he gave the garland to Lord Nityananda. And he was, because it was a Vyasa Puja, and he was supposed to be worshipping Vyasadev. And Nityananda took the garland that was given to him by Srivas, and instead of putting it on Vyasadev, he put it around the neck of Lord Chaitanya. And in this way, he revealed to everybody that this was none other than Srila Vyasadeva, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, shortly thereafter, then they manifested their Navadvipa pastimes of delivering so many personalities. It was during this time in Navadvipa where Lord Nityananda delivered Jagai and Madhai, which is a pastime which is sufficient for at least another 30 minutes. But then Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, on the order of Lord Chaitanya, they went out in the streets to tell everybody, and Lord Nityananda was thinking that if we can deliver these two, certainly Lord Chaitanya's glories will be spread throughout the whole three worlds as Patita Pavana. Shortly after their Navadvip pastimes of delivering many of the fallen souls in Navadvip, then Lord Chaitanya took sannyas.
És a Navadvipai ketteléseknek a végén, miután olyan sokakat megmentettek, az Úr Chaitanya szanyáztat.
Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda personally in a private conversation that he was going to take sannyas, and he told Nityananda, don't tell anybody except you can tell Mukunda, you can tell my mother.
Az Úr Chaitanya egy magánbeszélgetésben mondta az Úr Nityanandának, hogy szanyász fog menni, és kérte, hogy ezt nem mondja senkinek, csak elmondhatja az Úr Mukundának és az édesanyjának.
Only very few associates, Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda that he could tell. Lord Nityananda accompanied Lord Chaitanya when he took sannyas from Keshava Bharati. Then this is a whole story that when Lord Chaitanya, after he took sannyas, how Lord Nityananda brought Lord Chaitanya to the house of Advaitacharya.
És egy egész történet küzdik ahhoz, hogy hogy vitte az Úr Nityananda a szanyász ceremónia után az Úr Chaitanyát Advaitacharya házába.
How he cheated Lord Chaitanya by telling Lord, because Lord Chaitanya was experiencing great ecstasy, in his ecstasy he didn't know where he was. And Lord Chaitanya was thinking that he was in Vrindavan. And Lord Nityananda said to him, yes, this is Vrindavan and this is the Yamuna River. Vaituracharya was on the other bank waiting to bring Lord Chaitanya to his home. Lord Chaitanya went into the water to take his bath and he was wet, and then Vaituracharya brought some cloth.
Az Úcsitanya bement a vízbe, és akkor vizes lett, és az Úcsitanya hozott egy ruhát.
And then when Lord Chaitanya saw Advaita Acharya said, what are you doing here in Vrindavan? Advaita Acharya says, oh Lord, wherever you are, there is Vrindavan. And then he said to Nityananda, he said, Nityananda, you have cheated me. You said this is the Yamuna, but actually it's the Ganges. And then Advaita Acharya then revealed to him, actually he didn't cheat you. On one side is the Yamuna, the other side is the Ganges. So many wonderful pastimes went on in the house of Advaita Acharya. Which personally was involved Lord Nityananda. Because Advaita Acharya gave such a huge feast that Lord Chaitanya said, it's not possible for me to eat all of this. And Lord Nityananda says, I've been fasting for 3 days and you haven't even given me enough to fill my belly. The whole pastime. We'll end here. Hare Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu ki. Hare Krishna.
Jai. Jai. Jai.